vacation.
Where'd you go?
Infinite intelligence. Father God, Almighty Creator, we call you into this circle and in through our own divine being. We ask for every upliftment, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. We ask for your divine assistance and love. We ask that we are surrounded by the angels of light, and we invite into our circle those loved ones on the other side who would join us and sit with us here today during our service. And for all of this, we give thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Please have a seat. So at one point you might have to move. Okay. So I'm going to begin with a quote that I found. This morning when I came in here, I felt a lot of love energy, love vibration, and so I knew that there would be a lot of love in this room today. So the quote is by Khalil Gibran. My kingdom is not of the earth. My kingdom shall be where two or three of you shall meet in love and in wonder at the loveliness of life and in good cheer and in remembrance of me. Jesus, the Son of Man, whose words and his deeds, as told and recorded by those who know him. And I'd like to talk about love. And when we come center into that space of love, oftentimes we reflect on the love that was passed down to us and through us. But some of us reach even higher into those realms of light, even higher into our faith, looking for the words of love, not just on a daily basis, but mainly and mostly in times when our loved ones, those we care for, are ready to transition. It is not anger or fear or any of those things that we call on in that last moment or those moments that we spend with our loved ones. It is always love. It is it's always the words that were spoken before, a long time ago, before we had TV and devices. And even those devices can help us to find the words, to find the energy that has been passed down.
Okay.
Let him bring it in. Let Brandon, come on. Can you come in?
No.
We'll just stare at you. We'll just stare.
Just come by later.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
That's the first. first time I got him in here. He'd never seen a place before.
You notice how quickly he ran out?
It was like,
wow.
He did run out to me.
Yeah.
You're going to want to take time to stare.
Yeah, okay. All right, so... So where does the love go? Where does the love go in our day? Where does the love reside when we are faced moment by moment with things that come to us, that present itself? We get to choose what we focus on. We live in this realm of experience where we create and recreate over and over again. And I have said it oftentimes enough in the past, and I will say it again from my Aunt Alice, who passed away. And her wisdom after she passed was, all is not lost. It's just put aside until love can prevail. And that is true even with those who are on the other side. Because when they transition, they still come around. Sometimes trying to bring love and healing where they feel resolve needs to take place. And if you're wanting that resolve, and you reach out to find a way to communicate with them, because communication is always, it just keeps growing. It doesn't stop. It continues. There is no death. There's only life in new form. And even though we may have loved ones on the other side, you still can't communicate with them. And there are some here who would sit and say, I can't communicate with them. I feel guilty about this. I feel ashamed, embarrassed. I feel I could have done this, I could have done that. I should be punishing myself instead of reaching out through meditation or sitting in the light of God and bringing that loved one through. Afraid to hear what they might say to me. And what they would say is this: I only brought love with me to this side of life. I understand. Don't punish yourself. Our loved ones are always reminding us in some way, whether they bring a memory through our mind throughout the day, or they bring a sign, or a song, a symbol, or they come through a dream. Is saying, I'm here, connect with me. But in order to really connect, you must allow yourself to remember the love. Here today, we come together and we are manifesting through our hearts, with our hearts, with our hope, with our faith. We are all interconnecting right now and participating. There are no victims. Things don't just happen to people. We are all sharing something right now within this space. And that's why we begin with an invocation. We invoke the light of God, the light of all that is holy and pure, because that should be the first relationship that we always reflect on before we greet each other. I'm hearing from Spirit. Some of us live with daily reminders of why we can't say anything different, act any way different. Some of us live with this reminder every day. Sometimes it's a person. Sometimes it's a pet. I know I have several buried in my backyard. Everything is a reminder. Even when we move into our homes and we set up things, even in this space, this is all triggers for everyone here. And what I'm hearing is that oftentimes when we are focused on what is here with us, next to us, what is in our homes, and we identify with that more than our faith, more than the love that has been shared over time, more than the blessings between that person sitting next to you that may be a trigger or a reminder. You always have a choice to bring love into that space. You always have a choice to bring your awareness to a higher level. And no one can command you to do that. No one can demand you to do that. No one can force you to do that. You create that environment. Every week there are new faces in this crowd. And I say even the old faces are new faces. Because everyone's evolving and growing. And so no one ever looks the same. But one thing is true. Everyone here is a spirit. And everyone here is very sensitive. And that if you would create, consider this. Create a place, a space of your own within your home or your yard or at your job where love prevails over all. Make it a space that is for you to sit with Spirit, to sit with God. You don't have to invite others into that space. But the simple fact, or the simple manifestive act of placing a physical room, a corner, a space just for love, just for the sake of your faith in communicating, in openness, making that manifest physically somewhere. And not for any agenda, not with any intention for it to be, to have anything other than just to be a space of love. Now, I found myself all week saying this, you know. And I've done this myself. I've done this a long time ago. You got to drop expectation. Expectation always sets you up for disappointment. Create a space. Have no expectation other than to sit in love. To be in that. To remember yourself in that. And you will find that in that moment, in that space, in those moments, it's almost timeless. There's no hurrying. There's no looking at this one or that one or this situation or that situation. There is only love. And Spirit is setting this up for you today. They're saying, we've called the circle, and the circle is about manifesting something physical, a place of love. You want to see magic happen? Return to love. Return home within your heart. You want to have more trust? You want to have more faith? You want to elevate your confidence and your self-esteem? Sit in that space. Be love. Just be love. And that is the inspired topic that I have for today. And I hope everyone can take something from that. And I thank you all for participating in that message. Okay. So now we're going to move forward. This right behind you, there's a couple of shawls. That is on low, Pam. Unless you want to move into the other room. Is anybody else cold?
Okay.
Right, can you just dim the light? Since the light is like
this. Yeah, Frank, can you move that switch all the way down?
Thank you.
Move the light?
Yes. Is that better, Pam?
Yes. There's another
one. All right, if you will. Bring your lovely self into a nice, peaceful, place. And just breathe. Just breathe and allow yourself to rest into you. Rest into those bones. Allow your breathing to be easy. Breathing in the breath of God all through your being. Allow that breath to come in and massage every organ and light up every cell and infuse that blood with life, spirit. And just imagine a beautiful light shining down upon you. This is the light of the heavens, the light of God, the light of Spirit. Let it shine down upon you like a shower, a warm shower of light. And allow that light to move in through your head space. and through that beautiful brain, your central processing unit, lighting up your whole brain, all parts of it, moving down and through the brain stem and down and through the spine. Light up that spine, bringing the light of God, the light of spirit in through the brain and the spine, lighting it up. And that light moves in through the chest and the back, the belly, the lower back, the hips, the waist, pelvis, buttocks, thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and feet. And that light moves in through those shoulders and those upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, and hands. And even those fingertips can hold the light, can feel the light. Those toes and soles of the feet, so sensitive to all life, to the love on this planet in every way, shape, and form. And now begin to imagine your light expanding, expanding, expanding. And it moves down, far down, deep below you, all around you, and above you now. Our beautiful angels, angel guides, and there is an angel of love that is pouring forth in through you all that would uplift your heart. Cleanse it and purify it. And as your heart is uplifted and uplifting and clearing and cleansing out all that which is not light, everything dissolves in that light. And your spiritual sight now begins to become sharper. You begin to have more peripheral vision, wider vision, as your loved ones who live in the light can begin to be seen now, or imagined like a dream. You don't have to try, just allow. Allow them to be seen. They have gifts for you or a message. If you will allow it, let them know. Receive. if you would like a hug from them, to experience that, let them hug you. Hug them. If there is anything you'd like to say to them, do so now. This is a place of love that you have called, that you have created and co-created with your source. Your loved ones and the light is always available to you. Your temple is everywhere you roam. Thank your loved ones for being with you and spending time. And the angels who will continue to assist you in opening your heart. Let your mind's eye of God be ever open from this point forth. Bring yourself back to this beautiful physical body that you own, vital and strong, emotionally calm, mentally clear, spiritually connected, always grounded. This earth home and body, moving around, coming back, opening your eyes, very present.